So what does this all mean for service providers who are still operating? Cynthia Davis joins us now. She's the president of the DC Family Child Care Association and owner of the King and Queens Child Care Center in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Cynthia, King and Queens Child Care Center is a home-based care center, and you typically have about 5 children in your care. Right now, you're down to 2. Tell us about these families and how you're managing safety measures.
Basically, what we're doing is I'm just open for essential workers, and the families that I'm serving now are essential workers, nurses, work in the healthcare industry. So what we're basically doing is keeping our 6 feet distance, our social distance. Some of the children, because they are really young, they don't like to keep the face mask on. But as they come in, we're taking temperatures as they enter the program. And once they enter the program, we're telling parents there is no such thing at this point of a common cold. So the children cannot have sneezing, they can't have runny noses, you know, certain things like that, like a continuous cough, a dry cough. So we're looking for the signs and symptoms with the children. And we also we'll let the parents know that they can't bring their children if they are presenting any of those signs.
Yeah. So you're implementing these safety measures, you're supporting essential workers, but this is also a financial strain for you. We just spoke with Helen Blank. She's worried about the future of the system. How are you preparing and are you worried?
Oh, yes, I'm really getting worried because some of the parents have decided that they're taking their children out. And because I do children that are part of the subsidy program and private children, and when you're losing so many of your private pay, it's really like starting to stress you out because now you're going into your savings. We applied for many grants. You know, some of them have not yielded yet. And the Paycheck Protection Program have already exhausted all its funds. So it's like, where do we really turn? If this continues to June, I'm going to have to start not paying my mortgage, trying to make other arrangements for bills and things like that. It's really starting to get straight. And a lot of private people, providers, home-based providers who are actually taking in private pay only, really, and then majority of our constituents and members are really over 50 years old. So this is not a profession that we're really young, and a lot of them are 60 plus. So, you know, they're on Social Security. This was like a supplemental income. They don't have a lot of children. We really get into a financial bind. It's really getting bad.
Yeah. You're hoping for relief before June, because after June, you're not sure what's going to happen.
Absolutely. If I don't do something like sooner, because remember, I'm still losing parents as the months go on. So even though I'm having 2 children now, one of the parents decided that she just had a new infant, that she is going to withdraw the other child because of the in and out of that one child. And then she don't want to create a situation where she's jeopardizing her newborn. And I totally understand that.
Yes. You have a master's in education, and you and other providers, as part of the work you do, have sent resources to parents. Bringing this to the focus of those most impacted, the children, what's at stake for them and their education if many of these child care centers won't be able to bounce back?
Everyone is talking about social distance, but they're not talking about the peer-to-peer interactions that children have every day. It's really going to affect them because parents are going to be the primary teachers for several months. I know parents are having a hard time really like adapting their own lives. And now remember, children have friends. They used to come into school with their friends. They get to see their parents every day. They love their parents, but they want to get out and play. They want to interact with other children. This is really, we know that bonding is a major goal for children and a good thing for them to do throughout the years so that they can be social people later in life. But if we're not creating those interactions with children and be doing social distance, this can have an adverse effect for long term.
That's Cynthia Davis, the president of the DC Family Child Care Association and owner of the King and Queens Child Care Center, a home-based provider in Washington, D.C. Cynthia, thank you so much for your work, and my best to you.
Thank you so much for having me.